So I got a text message. They were pretending to be this big YouTuber named Steve Will Do It. One thing led to another. It started getting really freaky and intimate. I thought I was in love.
A few months ago, I reached out to James Charles trying to get an editing job. He actually asked for people to leave their contact information, and 5 minutes later, I got a text.
4 months ago, I got a text. They said they were Montero, which I know is Lil Nas X's real name. I was confused on how Lil Nas X would reach out to me, like how he would get my number. But we shared a mutual friend, and it kind of made sense.
I thought I was in love. We would have very erotic conversations.
My reaction at first was skeptical, but I actually asked him if he could join me on a FaceTime call. I saw James's face, and he said, "Hi, how are you? Can you actually give me a second? I'll call you back." But I never received a call back.
So I said, you know, why can't we meet? Like, what's going on here?
I said, hey, why don't we hang out? Why don't we link up? Why don't we meet somewhere public? But eventually, he just ghosted me.
I was invited to a restaurant, and when I showed up, he never answered my calls. I actually used an IP grabber and sent it to him to get information about his name, phone number, and everything. I found out that it was somebody named White Plastic. I heard that he just does it to influencers, and this is his thing.
5 days later, I got a text saying, hey, this is White Plastic. I was catfishing you, and I was like...
White Plastic isn't just some random person. I actually know White Plastic very well. He became my makeup artist. I would get him job opportunities, but he stabbed me in the back.
I gave this person my address, I sent them money, and I also told them where I lived. I don't know what this person's capable of doing with my information, but it's definitely really scary.
White Plastic admitted that he's been selling my pictures online for money, gift cards. He's been posting on these BBW fetish sites. It's disturbing. I wouldn't want to be on those sites. I'm not a porn star. It's very dangerous.
White Plastic took advantage of me and my emotions.
Yeah, I'm pissed off.
You say you were friends.
Yeah.
You knew this person.
Oh, I knew him.
You had actually hired him to do work?
Makeup artist.
So you would see him at a job or something, and then he would be contacting you as a false identity.
Yeah, he would be...
At the same time.
Yeah, he would be, like, at my house and ask me for pictures as Steve. And I had no idea. I was blindsided by the fact that it was White Plastic, somebody I knew, you know?
Yeah. And, Lars, you didn't know him at all, and he pretended to be... So he pretended to be James Charles?
Yeah, I've never met him. I don't know anyone who knows him. I've never seen his face. Like, I don't know how he knows who I am.
Why do you think he chose you?
Well, I did leave my phone number in a public comment section, but it was only up for like 30 seconds. And when I got the text, I didn't know that it would be the person who I wasn't reaching out to. Like, it was so random. But, I mean... I'm just gonna be more careful because clearly random strangers on the internet will have a vendetta against you without even seeing you before.
And then William, he pretended to be somebody completely different with you.
Yeah, he pretended to be Lil Nas X. I mean, I thought he was really him, and both of his brothers also followed me on Instagram, so it made it more official for me to believe it. So I hit them up and I was like, that's cool. And so I was like, let's go to his release party, let's meet. He's like, yeah. I said, hey, when do you wanna meet? All of a sudden, he ghosted me.
He has victimized all three of you.
Period.
And he thinks this is funny. Lars, he set up meetings with you at Nobu, at the airport.
I had paid him money, too, to get the reservation. So that's how he got my credit card info, because he actually wanted it through wire transfer.
What did you need money for a reservation for?
That's just what he said. But at the time, like, I believed it because he literally FaceTimed me, but it ended up being like a... video of a video on the FaceTime, but I literally saw his face and everything, so why would I not believe him?
Okay, but yeah, that's an important point. You FaceTimed him and it came up and it was James Charles' picture.
And this was the first day that we started talking, so I never asked to see him after that.